Soon after the departure of the messengers, Handir, lord of Brethil, was slain, for the orcs invaded his land, seeking to secure the crossings of Teiglin for their further advance. Handir gave them battle, but the men of Brethil were worsted and driven back into their woods. The orcs did not pursue them, for they had achieved their purpose for that time, and they continued to muster their strength in the pass of Sirion. In the autumn of the year, biding his hour, Morgoth loosed upon the people of Narog the great host that he had long prepared, and Glaurung, the father of dragons, passed over Anfoglith, and came thence into the north vales of Sirion, and there did great evil. Under the shadows of Ered Wethrin, leading a great army of orcs in his train, he defiled the Aethel Ivrin, and thence he passed into the realm of Nargothrond, burning the Talath Dirnan, the guarded plain, between Narog and Teiglin. Then the warriors of Nargothrond went forth, and tall and terrible on that day looked Turin, and the heart of the host was uplifted as he rode on the right hand of Orodreth. But greater far was the host of Morgoth than any scouts had told, and none but Turin, defended by his dwarf mask, could withstand the approach of Glaurung. The elves were driven back and defeated on the field of Tumhalad, and there all the pride and host of Nargothrond withered away. Orodreth the king was slain in the forefront of the battle, and Gwyndor, son of Gwilin, was wounded to the death. But Turin came to his aid, and all fled before him, and he bore Gwyndor out of the rout, and escaping to a wood, there laid him on the grass. Then Gwyndor said to Turin, "Let bearing pay for bearing, but ill-fated was mine, and vain is yours, for my body is marred beyond healing, and I must leave Middle-earth. And though I love you, son of Húrin, yet I rue the day that I took you from the orcs. But for your prowess and your pride, still I should have love and life, and Nargothrond should yet stand a while. Now, if you love me, leave me. Haste you to Nargothrond, and save Finduilas. And this last I say to you, she alone stands between you and your doom. If you fail her, it shall not fail to find you. Farewell."